Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And we have a special guest with us tonight. Tyler's back.
Yeah.
And his front.
Oh, you caught me in a good mood, sir.
That was a good one.
It was a good one. Well, Tyler, I'm so happy to have you back on. It's been a long time coming. I was telling Brady, you just need to come over for 3 hours one night. We just need to, like, just back to back. We really do. 100th episode's coming up, my brother-in-law pointed out, so I'm trying to think of something special. I thought it'd be fun to get, like, a bunch of friends over and let's play Cards Against Humanity and that's the episode, but we probably won't get taken off air because there's literally 3 listeners, but...
I don't know, would your wife play Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, I think we could get her into it.
We had friends that we'd play with, and they wouldn't swear, and so, like, we'd be reading the card and saying whatever it says, and they would be like, you know, instead of saying whatever, sort of like... They just, like, make a noise instead of, like...
You gotta commit.
Yeah.
You have to. I have a friend at work, and her husband, we bonded. We both laugh at trauma. Like, he told me something very traumatic, and I laughed about it, and then I felt awful, and then he just, like, played into the joke, and I was like, right? Like, I'll tell you about that off air, just because it's not my story to share publicly, but, he has, like, the entire... We're talking about Cards Against Humanity, and he has the entire expansion pack. And I'm like, we're freaking playing with you. And I would love to play with him specifically, because he's just, like... He's the funniest dude. He doesn't have a filter, and that's part of his problem. And I can't wait to tell you that story. But we're not here to talk about that. I'm very ranty. They got me going at work. Tyler's here. We're going to rant about Slytherin and how they're poo-pooed on. And it pisses me off. And Brady, you're just here for the ride? Yeah. Or are you going to be the devil's advocate because you're Gryffindor?
Yeah.
And you're usually devil's advocate because you're a little stinker.
I have a gift for saying pissing things me that off. Make people upset. So maybe I'll chime in with an upsetting quote or all something.
Right. I already had a good warm-up to this, too, because me and Autumn had a legit fight the other night about Slytherins.
Remind me, she's...
Hufflepuff.
She's Hufflepuff. Okay.
Whole family's Hufflepuff.
Our girls, our oldest is Slytherin, our youngest is Gryffindor, so that's kind of cool. We'll see where this third one is. I have a feeling he's going to be Hufflepuff, just because, I don't know, just have that feeling.
He'll be but... American.
True.
She gets mad at
so what's his point. So what's his Ilvermorny house then?
Yeah.
What one would Batman go to? Probably that one.
Horn Serpent.
Gothamitis.
All right, well, this inspiration comes from a post I found on Pinterest. It was originally a Tumblr. I can't credit everyone, but just shut up and listen. This is not my idea. Don't sue me. I firmly believe the reason many Slytherins were easily convinced to join Voldemort was because they were treated like shit by the rest of the houses while they were growing up. Imagine spending 7 years of the most important years of your life being told that you are part of the bad house, and therefore bad yourself. Everyone boos your Quidditch team, and all the houses will hang out with everyone except you. You grow up being hated by your fellow students and many of your teachers. Now imagine someone comes along and tells you that you're not worthless and bad, that you're invited to join a family where you will right the wrongs committed against you. You have the opportunity to be wanted and powerful instead of hated and outcast. Several of your former classmates are telling you how great it is, how you're welcomed and needed. These are the kids you grew up with, the classmates who went through all the same things you did. Being a Death Eater sounds pretty cool right now. And, like, just reading that, like, I got freaking goose pimples, like, and, like, we'll get into that later. I'm going to keep reading, because then it goes on to say, I was always bothered by the scene at the end of Book 7 when the students are asking whether they wanted to fight the incoming Death Eater army. The Slytherin students are like, no. And they're treated like terrorists for it. In the movie, they're even locked in the school dungeon while everyone cheers. Did nobody stop to think and realize that if the Slytherin students had stood and fought, they would have been facing their own parents on the battlefield? Even if some of them weren't really on board with the whole Death Eater thing, expecting them to fight was just cruel. They were children. The oldest of them were 17. Babies. And their own professors were asking them to shoot illegal killing spells at mom and dad. Imagine you are a Slytherin and you are staying behind to defend your school and maybe restore some honor to your house. The other students are all giving you mistrustful glances. You know they're waiting for you to start hitting them in the back with stunning spells. You consider doing it too because you're already starting to regret the choice you made. Then the battle begins and you're up against a crowd of students who aren't, or you're up against a crowd of strangers who aren't strangers at all. You recognize voices, muffles behind the mask that's, but still piercingly familiar. Your uncle, your cousin, your best friend's big sister. And then you see a tall man in expensive gray robes. A moment later, you notice a small, curvy woman next to him, wand ready. They are guarding each other's backs. You recognize their shoes. And then feel free to talk amongst yourself, because I can't remember if this next paragraph is important or not. Tally-ho. Or we can cut this, whatever.
No, I'm just going to disagree with that whole thing there. So, first of all...
Okay, sorry.
I somewhat disagree, so let's go ahead and start this off with... Okay, yeah, when Joe was getting in and creating this universe, there had to be some kind of entity that was like, oh, this is going to be the one that's not good. But the thing is with all the lore and the different things that she's added now, it's become more than that. And I really, really wish we would have had at least one Slytherin student that was in the pack. Like, imagine if you would have had one Slytherin in the DA, or one Slytherin in Harry's inner circle, and imagine that scene at the end where you have Voldemort saying, hand Harry over, and you have the, whether it be a boy or a girl, whatever, standing in front of Harry right after that message. Imagine that person turning around to the rest of the Slytherin group and firing his or her wand at... what's her name? I'm trying to remember what her name is in the movie that was like, somebody grab him!
Who was that?
Pansy Park... No, is Pansy Parkinson?
It was it? It might have been one of the... Yeah, it was Drake.
It was like Draco's girlfriend. Yeah.
Whatever her... That bitch, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine...
I'm pretty sure it's Pansy Parkinson. That's... Gosh, I'm like embarrassing myself. I should refresh myself on the movies, but...
Well, we haven't read the books or watched the movie since our daughter was born.
Kids suck, man.
Well, see, and I typically reread the books twice a year, and I just started again
with the But you haven't met Pansy yet, because she's, what, book two or three?
Three, I think.
But
imagine, like, one of the Slytherins turning around, looking like he was facing Harry to grab him, but then whips out his wand and...
Fires
at her. Totally stuns her.
And that's what's kind of funny, is because I felt like she kind of did that with... With Dudley, you know, so you're like, okay, there's room for other people to be like, you know, because I think at the end, I can't remember, one of Draco's friends runs away, doesn't he? But I don't think it's in the last movie. I think it's in The Half-Blood Prince, or no, I can't remember. I want to say that one of them leaves and then the other one dies.
Yeah, Blaze. Blaze is the one who's kind of like...
And they kind of introduce him. He's like such a very side character. I think book three, when you introduce Pansy. And then he's not like even like relevant until like one of the last books. And then he dies. So he's really a throwaway character, unfortunately. But, alright, well, here's the last paragraph. At the end of the Philosopher's Stone, Slytherin had worked incredibly hard, and Dumbledore made sure that just enough points were given to the students who had done about a million things against the school rules so that they would lose. I think that Slytherin House was victimized a lot, and I kind of hope that the likes of Scorpius Malfoy won't have to go through such prejudice. Perhaps after the war, people realized that all Slytherins weren't to blame. Probably not, though.
Well,
So, yeah.
Forget Scorpius, first off. We're not going to get into having cursed child as canon.
No. We're not going into cursed child, but, you know, he is canon just at the end of... No, fuck that book. Like, okay, I have a new coworker at work, and she's, like, Hufflepuff, so we bonded over that, and she's like, okay, so you're a Harry Potter fan, so I'm dying to ask you, what are your thoughts on, and then I'm like, the cursed child? And she's like, oh, actually, I wanted to ask, like, serious topic, and I was like, oh, well, cursed child's shit. And she's like, okay, I haven't read it. And I'm like, don't.
Don't. Waste your time.
Don't. It's, I don't believe it's, I, if it's canon, I quit the whole fandom. That's a lie. That's a little extreme, but I don't accept it. It's, ugh. Anyways.
Well, I was going to say, what benefit do you get by winning the House Cup?
Gloating. It's much bragging rights.
What's the benefit of winning homecoming football game?
That's all I'm saying is, like, if it's not a huge deal that they didn't win the cup. Like, if Gryffindor is like, oh, they won the cup, okay. Next year, they get lunch before everybody else. Next year, they get a first pick of class. Like, if there was really, like, huge consequences for them winning the House Cup, they'd be like, okay, it's a pretty big deal that he gave them the points. But if it's literally just, like, you know, a perfect attendance award.
Well, it's completely different from, like, so say the Slytherin Quidditch team. Yeah, the Quidditch team wins the cup. Some of those people might, you know, one day want to go on to pursue professional Quidditch.
Mm-hmm.
And they can say, oh, this year, and this year at Hogwarts, I was on the cup-winning team.
Yeah.
As their chaser or their seeker or something. But yeah, the House Cup, where it's just pretty much, oh, I answered this question right. My teacher gave me 3 points. So
that's I've always kind of wondered, because I'm like, they make a big deal out of it, but then I'm like, nothing...
Let me bring this up to you, because this is a conversation we had recently about just that acknowledgement of your hard work. Remember when we were talking about Employee of the Month? And it's not that I want to be Employee of the Month, because it's pretty much useless. I get my picture on the wall. They say some nice things about me on Instagram. I get $50 and a promise of lunch that never happens. But, like, all in all, it's a useless... whatever. But then we were complaining about it. I don't remember which job you were complaining about, but it's like, I just want the acknowledgement that I've been working hard. And like,
it was Costco.
Like, you've been putting, like, just that disappointment of, I thought I did so good and I fell flat. So maybe it's like an Employee of the Month. This is the House of the Year. They did the best this year. But like, I don't know. It's just like freaking student pride week at school, you know, and we'd all dress up like cowboys.
Never did
red anything. ribbon week, and we do all that fun things. I don't know, it's just,
I did red spirit, ribbon week, yo. In like fifth grade, and then, but every year they'd be like, okay, we're gonna have pajama day, or we're gonna have whatever, and I'm like, I'm gonna have Wednesday. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, I have no school spirit. Like, if I run into a person from another school, hell yeah, I have school spirit. But if I'm surrounded...
I'm starting to think you're not a Gryffindor, because a Gryffindor had been like, fuck, well, yeah, pajama day. I'm going to wear the best pajamas out there.
No, like, if I ran into somebody from, like, a different school, I'd be like, man, your school sucks. My school is the best. But then if, like, I'm around other people from mine, I'm like, you guys can
our
find each other.
Sucks.
Like, that you guys sounds can a little Slytherin, don't you think?
No, I was too smart to be a Slytherin, but maybe too dumb Raven. To be a Ravenclaw.
No, you're a little arrogant. You could definitely be Ravenclaw.
I don't know. With this physique, I don't think I could be a Ravenclaw.
All right. Well.
No, I don't know. Like, that's just one thing. Not to bring this into the argument, be like, oh, that's bullshit, whatever. I'm just like, I've always wondered that in my, because they make a huge deal about it in the movie. Like, it's this huge deal. It's the keystone in the cap of the movie. They won the House Cup. And like, what does that mean, though?
I think it's just like pizza day. Like, did you ever... I remember this vividly. In my third grade class, my teacher had, like, a little covered wagon suspended on the ceiling. And when we were good, she'd push it towards one corner. If we were bad, got pushed back towards the start. Once it hit that far corner, we had a pizza party. I remember one day the class was so bad, and she pushed it back a fuck ton. And I remember, like, the fear in the room as everyone went, like,
there goes the wagon.
Yeah, there goes your pizza party. They got a pizza party at the end of the year.
If
the
other houses didn't. If they got a pizza party, then I'd probably be casting some pretty forbidden curses.
Like if you were Slytherin and you lost because of that bullshit?
I would have hit somebody with something.
Imperial.
With somebody else's hand. I'd be like, hey, can I borrow your hand? And then it would be traced back to your hand.
I don't think magic can work like that, dear.
The forbidden curses can be traced back. You don't remember that?
No, I don't think you can grab someone's hand.
You can trace it, but I don't know if you could grab someone else by the hand and be like...
If you're powerful enough.
You could do Imperio. That's pretty much the extent. But grabbing a hand and being like...
I think he'd have to be in contact with the wand.
There's like, that guy that stirs his coffee with his finger and not a wand. That guy probably could.
But he probably... Okay, we're getting off topic.
You're arguing with somebody who can make up facts like they're real.
You're so annoying. This is my life. This is who I chose to be my life partner.
But
you used to not argue with me.
If you're ever on the same side as me, you're going to be thankful for that.
I don't know. I might be embarrassed. Anyways, you had a good point earlier, Tyler, and I wanted to go back to it, but I can't remember what it was. I think it was, yes, so when... J.K. Rowling was making the
building the up universe, the universe,
and she wanted the... You phrased it so beautifully, and I'm like not...
There has to be a force that's kind of like the, oh, we don't like these people. They had to villainize something.
And I do get that, and I do agree with that, and especially like building it up to like, hey, most of them do come out Death Eaters. Making that stereotype. Like, I get that, and I do get school bullies. I think they just took it too far, because it just went from Malfoy and his cronies are dicks, and Snape's a dick, and a lot of these people are dicks, you know? But, like, I almost wish they would have just had students just like, we don't care.
Well, predate it, though. Look at this. Predate it to before Tom Riddle shows up at Hogwarts. What was the scene like before he came in? I mean, yeah, you had Lucius, of course, who was a fanatic, but that's because his whole family's racist. And that's, you have the, you know, purebloods who are super fanatic. But that's even like, you can find that anywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what was the entire buildup of that house before you had nearly everybody there? Recruited for ultimately like the Nazi side of the Wizarding world, right? Is that saying that like every German during World War II was a Nazi?
Yeah.
Or were there ones that like, because there obviously were the ones that had sympathy for like, you know, what was going on, and they ended up most likely dying, but couldn't the same thing have happened in that house? It's like, oh, there was some sympathetic families and groups, but we purged that because we wanted all of our people that were recruiting from this house. Because we have, like, no backstory pre-Tom Riddle on what...
Well, isn't... Because that's why Sirius was, like, what's the word? Like, kicked out of his family, like...
He was disowned.
Disowned, thank you. It was because he was...
He went to Gryffindor.
He was, like, a muggle sympathizer and a... Not a dick.
Well, here's the thing, too, and since we're going to get into that, let's start naming off. Everyone says, oh, there's not a dark witch or wizard that didn't come out of Slytherin. It's like, there's plenty of bad people who are just as, like, evil, I guess. Like, look at Professor Quirrell, Ravenclaw, who literally had Voldemort chilling in the back of his head.
Yeah.
The reason he became evil was because he wanted the pursuit of forbidden knowledge, and like that pushed him to find Voldemort, thinking, oh, you can teach me. But then he gets sucked in, and it's like, well, there's a Ravenclaw that's bad. And then you got Gilderoy Lockhart, who in his way is an idiot, but
was he really that bad?
He ruined the lives of how many wizards and witches.
I always just view him so, he's just so dopey in my mind.
But that's the facade.
Him as a... True. I know. I never really view him as a villain just because he's...
Well, because he's just, like, going around giving everybody amnesia. He's like,
okay, yeah. No, oh, I see your point. I'm sorry. He's the clown. They make him to be a clown, so I lower my guard. And then you get people like Dolores Umbridge.
Take the scene, though, where Hermione obliviates her parents.
Oh.
Except she uses a variation of the spell that she can come back and lift. His is no... I'm going to ruin your life, and you're going to go chill at St. Mungo's.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't over... you run into some of his, like... No, you run into him at St. Mungo's at that.
Yeah.
I'm 16 weeks pregnant. We can't talk about it. It makes me emotional. But yes, when they...
With Neville's stuff,
don't
yeah.
bring it up.
Anyways, you need to think about it. Okay, he obliviated how many witches and wizards stole their life work and just slapped his name on it and said, oh, I am fantastic. Like, and then again, another Ravenclaw...
Sorry, you remember how we were talking, before the podcast, we were talking about my favorite headcanon is that J.K. Rowling is Rita Skeeter?
Mm-hmm.
What if she's actually Gilderoy?
She's a female version of Gilderoy, and she's just obliviated all these other wizards and stole Harry's story.
Yeah, and then just made millions off of it, so. Sorry, that's neither here nor there, that just popped into my head, but.
That's what I'm saying, so there's two out of Ravenclaw already, and then... Don't even get me started on Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah, it's good. We can't.
A fellow not awesome talk about Gryffindor, him. Like.
And not only that, but like one of the four homeboys. I don't know what their little group was called. The four Marauders. Like they're blood. They were each other's family. Like you've definitely, I'm sure, been there where you like you know you have your family and then you have the family you've chosen. Mm-hmm. Like.
Well, and it's like the thing. Oh, you're in the house that most values loyalty. Above, like, all else, and then you flip sides and say, oh, you can find the Potters here. Don't beat me with your stick, like. So.
Yeah.
Honestly, the one credit that Hufflepuff has is I don't think I can come up with a Hufflepuff that has ever, like, done something super negative to impact.
Yeah, so let's talk about the injustice of Hufflepuff for a hot minute. I know we're, like, on the Slytherin train, but my sister... This has always, like, made me sad, and I think I have another post about it on my Pinterest somewhere, but, Hufflepuff receives way too much hate and way too much, oh, they're the ordinary, they're the dumb, lame leftovers, basically, because their whole thing is, we welcome everyone, you know? My sister recently took the test, and she's Hufflepuff, and she even said, I'm the lame house, and I'm like, no, let's talk about this for a minute. They're not lame. They're the most genuine people there. And I quote J.K. Rowling, not verbatim, but she brings up the Battle of Hogwarts. Gryffindor stays because they're Gryffindor. And they charge headfirst into things. And
well, it's Harry's house. They're going to support him.
Yeah, but they're Gryffindor. Ravenclaw stays because they're arrogant and they can't get shown up by the Gryffindors. Slytherin obviously doesn't stay. I just cited the reasons I stand by them, but... Hufflepuff had no reason to stay. They stayed because they are just genuinely nice people. They are just good people. And, like, you're in trouble. I'm going to help. You need food. Here's food. You know, like...
Well, look at Cedric Diggory. Like, it's almost like people were kind of, why is he in Hufflepuff? Because, one, he was super talented. Super ambitious. Like, he literally had traits of other houses, but... The thing that made him most, I think he was loyal and he was hardworking, which is the two big ones for... Well, sorry, not loyalty. Loyalty's
Gryffindor.
But the hard work that he uses, all the cunning, the ambition, everything, and then he pushes forward with just like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the best this or that that I can do, and leads him to become a Hogwarts champion. And then I love how we have Newt Scamander...
Oh, yeah.
That's a major flex. Newt Scamander is a flex.
But, I mean, look at him. I mean, he's... And I guess you can relate this to Hagrid. I don't remember what house Hagrid was in. Griffin? No.
I think, because I don't know if we have it...
Did they ever say what house he was in?
I don't think we have it even on Pottermore. But I want to lean towards Gryffindor.
I do, too.
Because of how much he's, like... Go this, go that. Like, Quidditch games and everything. I think he's super... I think he was a Gryffindor.
I feel like he is as well, but, yeah, just, like, I mean, look at Newt. Like, what's his big thing? why is he in trouble? Because he has all these illegal animals. He's that freaking nutcase that has all the deadly animals, but he's like, well, they just need love and affection. And, like, it's something else that would kill someone else, but because he's like, oh, it's cute, you know? I mean, he's, like, pre-Hagrid, let's be honest, you know? Like that's what I'm saying about, like, Hufflepuffs. They're genuine, and I sometimes wonder if I really should be in that house, because that really does side more with my personality, with that, like, we can fix the world with love and just love everyone and let's all be happy. And but that's, so I think Hufflepuff gets shat on a little bit too much. They're a really great house, and I do feel bad that people view them as the ordinary or the leftovers. Or
and we kind of, so going back to the Slytherin side of things, we touched on it on the last episode when I was here. We were talking about stuff we wanted to see, like, come out of the studios and further our content that we're getting.
Oh.
The one that I am going to sit and say that I want more than anything is the Founders movie. I want two parts, a two-part film.
Minimum.
And the way that I see Salazar's story, it's... okay, and I'm going to use the word racism a lot because that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, that isn't taught. Or, sorry, it's not something you automatically do. It's something that's distilled and taught. And think about it. If you have, let's put him at a young age. Let's say he is, like, 7 years old. And he has his parents, no other siblings. They're in a well-off situation because I think he kind of had a taste for the finer things in life. Imagine him watching his parents get dragged and then, like, beaten, just abused, and then strapped to a post.
This would not be a kid's movie.
Well, no. This would definitely be... Well, this would be a good two-part movie, PG-13, but I'm saying, like... Because we all know what happened. Like, we all had to read The Crucible and different stuff in school. Like, anyone who was charged with witchcraft, it was, oh, we're going to toss you in the bottom of this lake.
Well, and... We've read Salem Witch Trials and everything, right?
Yeah.
It was worse than, like, no one got burned at the stake in America. That was all Europe. People literally were burned alive in Europe.
That's
so.
What I'm saying, like, think of him watching his parents get torn away from him. And that's not canon, guys. Anyone listening, I am just throwing this out as something
This is your headcanon.
This is my headcanon that needs to happen, that can give you some backing on why he's such a pureblood fanatic. It's like his parents die, watches them tortured and burned, and then he's kind of on his own for a little bit, and then he comes across Godric, and that's what starts that friendship, and that's how, you know, you have the Gryffindor and Slytherin friendship that is a big thing in canon. But it's like, when they start finding the school, he still has that kind of edge where it's like, hey, we need to watch ourselves, guys, because Muggles aren't good. Like, they are horrible people that will murder us because of our gifts. So, I want to see that happen, and that kind of leads you into, okay, yeah, he's a fanatic because he's had some really messed up trauma in the past. I don't think you just get that way.
Yeah.
So, you had to have something that's going to make you that paranoid. Granted, it pushed him too far over the edge to where he's like, oh, I'm going to create this evil creature so that it can purge the school.
Yeah.
But if you think of, like, terms of, okay, there's witches and wizards, there's kids who have muggle parents, and it's like, what if those muggle parents get, you know, antsy and bring something bad to the school, or if the kids start to get anti-magic ideas and they're coming here, and which is ridiculous, but still, that's what pushed him to be such a fanatic. I don't think he was bad to start with.
He had to have a tragic backstory.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I want that movie 1,000% as well. Like, damn it, I wish I was, like, a big-time podcast and, like, millions
we
of
could,
people
like,
listen.
Influence.
We could influence someone. Maybe one day, but not today. It's like, you, Bucket, McCade, that's it. That's our listeners.
Well, then it's like, look at, so Ilvermorny, School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, I'm getting all tongue-tied now. The American equivalent of Hogwarts was founded by a literal descent of Slytherin.
Oh.
Who married a nomadge, who is the most liberal school in the magical world, who will accept you even if you have a shred of magic in you. So, like, it's not something that is you're born with it. Oh, no, we hate nomadges and muggles. It's like it's taught. You're influenced to be more evil. Because this girl was raised by a fanatic, pureblood aunt who killed her parents, but then goes on to lead one of the best wizarding schools in the world.
And we're back. How's that?
Great. I thought you'd clap, but I guess not. Do you want to clap, Tyler? Let's just have a little round of applause for Slytherin. I was in such a ranty mood, but like you've kind of talked me down. You're very calming. You've calmed me. We need to get me back into that ranty place, but
you want me to say some offensive things?
No, I don't want you to say. You just piss me off. You don't get me ranty. I'm trying to like desperately scroll through my like. Yes, I have a whole Pinterest devoted to Harry Potter.
Can I read you something fun? So now if you go on Potter or Wizarding World, and when you get sorted into your house, they actually have a message from your prefect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a new feature, and this one says, "Congratulations, I'm Prefect Gemma Farley, and I'm delighted to welcome you to Slytherin House. Our emblem is the serpent. The wisest of creatures. Our house colors are emerald green and silver, and our common room lies behind a concealed entrance down in the dungeons. As you'll see, its windows look out into the depths of the Hogwarts Lake. We often see the giant squid swishing by, and sometimes more interesting creatures. We like to feel that our hangout has an aura of a mysterious underwater shipwreck. Now, there are a few things you should know about Slytherin, there are a few things you should forget. Firstly, let's dispel a few myths. You might have heard rumors about Slytherin House that we are all into the dark arts, and we'll only talk to you if your great-grandfather was a famous wizard, and rubbish like that. Well, you don't want to believe everything you hear from the competing houses. I'm not denying that we have produced our share of dark wizards, but also have so has the other three houses. They just don't like admitting it. And yes, we have traditionally tended to take students who come from long lines of witches and wizards, but nowadays you'll find plenty of people in Slytherin House who have at least one muggle parent. Here's a little known fact that the other three houses don't bring up much. Merlin was a Slytherin. We're going to get into this too.
Oh, hell yeah.
I have a whole backstory. Like, that's a major flex for us. yes, Merlin himself, the famous wizard in history. He learned all he knew in this very house. Do you want to follow in the footsteps of Merlin, or would you rather sit at an old desk of that illustrious ex-Hufflepuff, Elegance Puffet, inventor of the self-soaping dishcloth? I don't think so. But that's enough about what we're not. Let's talk about what we are, which is the coolest and the edgiest house in the school. We play to win because we care about the honor and traditions of Slytherin. So that kind of goes back to your why do we want the house cub. It's because we honor tradition and we have a long standing of being just awesome. We also get respect from our fellow students. Yes, some of that respect might be tinged with fear because of our dark reputation, but you know what? It can be fun. Having a reputation for walking on the wild side. Check out a few hints that you've got access to a whole library of curses and see whether anyone feels like nicking your pencil case. But we're not bad people. We're like our emblem. The snake. Sleek, powerful, and frequently misunderstood. For instance, we Slytherins look after our own, which is more than you can say for Ravenclaw. Apart from being the biggest bunch of swats ever met, Ravenclaws are famous for clambering over each other to get good marks. Whereas we Slytherins are brothers. The corridors of Hogwarts can throw up surprises for the unwary, and you'll be glad you got the serpents on your side as you move around the school. As far as we're connected, once you become a snake, you're one of ours, one of the elite. Because you know what Salazar Slytherin looked for in his students. The seeds of greatness. You've been chosen by this house because you have got the potential to be great, in the true sense of the word. Alright, you might see a couple people hanging out around the common room who you might not think are destined for anything special. Well, keep that to yourself. If the sorting hat put them in here, there is something great about them, and don't you forget it.
That was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more pride, like...
It really does.
And so, we're going to name off some of the things that are good from our house, but let's talk about... What did you just barely bring up that I was going to say something?
Well, you brought up Merlin.
So Merlin, that's a big flex for us. And if you look at the timeline, when Merlin attended Hogwarts, would have been one of its first few years actually open. So he would have been handpicked by Salazar himself and taught directly. So you can't tell me that someone who was so pro-Muggle...
Yeah.
...is in an evil house.
Yeah.
Like, they even have the Order of Merlin, which now is just an act of, like... has 3 degrees, first, second, and third. Third degree being, like, something that's, you know, okay. Second degree, better. First degree of Merlin being you've done something outstanding, courageous, worthwhile. And each one of those, you get a ribbon that symbolizes something. You get, I think it's purple for a class 3.
Look, you shame me when I say I'm a fan. I don't think I'm a fan anymore. Because you're, like, way into this. And I'm like, I read the books and I played the Lego games.
First Order of Merlin, your badge is green. But that's to symbolize the house he came from. And that's when he first came out. Order of Merlin was a group of wizards. You know, because it was during the Renaissance and the Dark Ages. The ties between Muggles and wizards wasn't so great. That organization was to pretty much help coexist. Because back in Renaissance times, they knew wizards existed. It was before Statute of Secrecy. And so that was literally his whole life mission was to make coexisting with non-magic people.
And can I, like, just step out into the real world real quick? I mean, because Merlin... I mean, he's famous in the storyline, but I love that J.K., like... She took this... Probably the most famous wizard. When you think wizard, you think Merlin.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, he's canon in my story. And I really like... I'm just like, damn it, thank you. Like, I don't know. It's just those little extra things. It doesn't really, like, give or take to the story, but it just makes it for me. Like, it just makes the universe, like, that much more better. Because we're just like... Hey, remember Sword in the Stone? Well, this guy, like, that, you know, it just makes it... I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just love that. That's what I... Amen.
Ever heard of a guy named King Arthur? Yeah, guess who his advisor was.
House Slytherin, baby.
What was her name? Madame Mim?
Mm-hmm.
What was she from?
That's a good question. Because what if she was a Slytherin and it was like...
I was going to say, she's Slytherin.
I feel like she's got mad Slytherin vibes, but she's like one of the ones that isn't your favorite.
See, and I never watched that
or
cartoon.
What if she's a Ravenclaw?
I've never watched the cartoon, but, like, from all the memes I've seen of her on the TikTok, she can shapeshift, which seems, like, really, like, next level, so maybe she's Ravenclaw.
It's transfiguration,
And she shoots him in the back.
I feel like she was a Ravenclaw, actually, and everyone wants to say, oh, she's a bad guy, so she's Slytherin, but it's like, I think she was working with some next level... Rowena stuff going on there.
Okay, well, as like I said, never seen that movie, so I'm gonna like, but just like I said, what I have seen, I'm gonna vote Ravenclaw. But obviously, you two who have seen it get the final vote. But
no, she's bad news. That's all.
No, she was Durmstrang, bro.
There we go.
She wasn't even Hogwarts. She was Durmstrang.
Where they teach you the dark arts. She used to be pretty, so she would have those girls came from.
Oh, Bobaton?
Yeah, she used to be pretty, and that's why she's so mean, because now she's ugly.
Alright, well, here's something that makes me cry. Because, you know, I think one of the big memes of Harry Potter is, wait till my father hears about this. Mm-hmm. Infamous third year. My father will hear about this. Draco refusing to practice in Lupin's class on Boggarts because the whole thing is ridiculous. But when it's his turn, he walks up to the wardrobe and Lucius Malfoy steps out.
That's what I... Perfect.
I mean, the comment under that is, this upsets me, and I'm like, yeah.
See, we never got... That's not, like, canon in the book, but I can easily see Draco's Boggart being Lucius. Or Lucius, yeah.
Yeah. And then let's talk about Neville real quick, because I think he's someone, this kind of goes back to Hufflepuff. Sorry I jump around, but that's just how my brain works. Because everyone's like, why the hell is he Gryffindor? He should have been Hufflepuff. Can we talk about the fact that freaking Severus Snape was his boggart, and he still went to class every single day of his life, and like
showed some serious bravery on the long-term scale.
Yeah, bravery isn't necessarily charging into a battlefield. It can be little things like going to a class where someone makes your life a living hell every day, and yet you still choose to go to class. You know, like, bravery comes in all shapes and sizes. So that one also really upsets me, that Professor Snape is what he fears most. So...
Dead air.
We're scrolling through our social medias. Like I said, well, I got off the rant train, and now I'm like, oh, great.
And then I think the way that the Sorting Hat kind of puts our mantra puts us in a bad way. Because I think when you hear the words like real friends, cunning folk, use any means to achieve their ends, that doesn't exactly put a lot of good thoughts in your mind. Because it's like, oh, it sounds like a bunch of backstabbing fake people. But it's like, no, the reason Slytherins are closed off is because, like it says, or perhaps Slytherin, you'll make your real friends. We're tight-knit.
Yeah, we have our group. Like, it's not that you can't join us, but we're not going to reach out. We're not going to recruit you. Like, you know? So, yeah, I see that. I feel that.
Well, that's it says, Slytherin House is full of cunning, ambitious, prideful students who will do what it takes to get their way. And no offense, like, if I'm up against odds where it looks like I'm going to lose, yeah, I'm going to pick a different side, so...
I mean, that's just the smart thing to do, right? It's the Gryffindors that are going to die, like, on the hill. Like, again, this is, yeah.
I wish we would have had at least one of those students that was inside that circle. But then something that's never noted, unless it's noted by a Slytherin, is in the Battle of Hogwarts at the very end, you have Professor Slughorn who comes out with a handful of students, and they do fight against the Death Eaters and everyone else. And so it's like, okay, yeah, see, maybe there were a few that just needed a minute to, like...
Wasn't Slughorn in the final battle?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We got a Slytherin.
That's another thing, and a lot of people like to bash on him and say, oh, he's creepy, he collects people. That's what you're saying,
Slughorn plus a bunch of Slytherin students.
Oh, no, I just, for some reason... Anyways, this is, I think, a mistake on the movie, but I saw it on TikTok and it just killed me, so I'm going to bring it up. Because in the book, Felch doesn't stay to fight.
I think no, he goes through. He helps the younger students through the corridors and like.
And he's not a bad guy either. He's just a grumpy ass. You know, life screwed him over. You know, so I think it's a mistake. But in the movie, when they're kind of like regrouping in the Great Hall, it shows Felch just sitting there, just chilling
with his broom.
No, I don't even think he's sweeping. He's just sitting there, and someone's like, "What the fuck was he doing in the fight? Like, he has no magic. Was he throwing rocks at bitches?" Like, and I'm pretty sure it's a mistake. He's not supposed to be there, but I do like that image that he's out there just chucking rocks. Like, he's got no magic, but he's here to defend the school because it's his home. And pretty sure it's a mistake, but I absolutely love it. So, I also have on this Pinterest board, we're just going to talk about Slytherin now. The rant's over. I got it off my chest. So, Hogwarts House Challenges.
I got plenty of more good ones to add to our tally. Oh.
Well, let's freaking do it.
I was just going to say, going back to Slughorn, like, people always say that he's such a creeper, like, oh, he just wants to, you know, one-up and collect people. It's like, well, it's called networking.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to get a job somewhere and it's like...
It's not who you know.
Like, you could totally... Me and Brady were just talking about this with work. It's like, if you're on someone's good list, guess what? You're going to get the good jobs. You're going to get, you know...
That's how I got my first job. Because especially in massage, they never hire right out of school because they want good therapists. And that's understandable. My friend from high school, his mom owned a spa. It was really funny because I applied there, never heard back. Then he's texted me one day and said, have you applied at my mom's spa? And I'm like, I took my resume in, never heard anything. And within 3 minutes, I get a phone call from his mom saying, can you come in for an interview? And I was just like, are you shitting me? Like, and she did tell me straight up, if you suck, I'm firing you. I'm just...
Heads up, yeah.
Yeah, and luckily I proved my worth. I'm a damn good therapist. But yeah, I agree. And
well, here's
the really
thing.
Is what, who you know.
It's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to be a correspondent to the Daily Prophet when it was a good paper?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want free Quidditch tickets whenever you wanted? Like... there's perks to having, like, hookups. And there's not a bad... it's not a bad thing.
Friends in high places. No.
So, that's another thing. It's like, that's a good Slytherin that came out. And he's also a really talented potions master. So, obviously, he can prove his worth. And his determination and skill kind of shines through there.
Yeah. So, no, I agree. And I like that you brought that up. Because I feel like in the book, they really portrayed him like... he wants these people in his circle for his benefit. But I'm like... wouldn't you think that would also be him, like, introducing other students to one another?
He networks everybody.
Yeah, like, he's doing it for the benefit of kids as well. So, I like that you brought that up.
I wouldn't
mind
being in the slug club. I'd totally be up for that.
Seriously, I have no talent to bring to the table. I'll massage... I like to rub butts. Does anyone want their butts rubbed?
I mean, I like to rub butts, too, but I don't have a...
I have a license that says I'm not a creep.
I got a piece of paper that Earl... not a creep on.
And crayon.
Yeah.
And crayon. You gotta shave your mustache and then maybe they'll take you serious, but...
but then my beard will look... like...
it was a joke. It was a joke.
A
creepy mustache.
If I only had a mustache, I'd probably look pretty cool, though.
Oh. Well. You'd have a baby face, so I disagree. But...
with a mustache, I think it would be pretty dashing.
Can you have facial hair when you're a student at Hogwarts, or is that against dress code?
British people can't grow facial hair, so
I mean...
probably can in America.
I'm assuming that you're fine.
If you can grow one?
If you can grow it, yeah, like...
I just think back to my high school days and everyone was beardless.
Well, that's what's funny. Like, when I went to high school, you were not allowed...
well, that's same with us. Yeah, the code.
Yeah.
I had the school officer chasing me down with a razor saying, go to the bathroom and...
oh, my hell. We had the hat Nazi. I shouldn't say that because Nazis were awful, but, like...
yeah, I couldn't wear
that
hat either.
Is that a hat? Take your hat off. Take your hat off. And I'm just like, yeah, he's smuggling drugs.
If you told me I could wear a hat, I probably would have been on time to first period a lot more often.
Yeah.
Well, that's like going to work lately. I've just been wearing a hat, so I'm like shaving off time because I don't have to do my hair. I just like put a hat on, brush my teeth,
you
and I'm
literally
gone.
Throw your hair up in a man bun. It does not take that long.
Well, no, I don't do that anymore because the sides are long, so I've just been wearing a hat because it looks weird if I...
same thing, stole your hairdo, so it's just like...
hey, best friend hairdos.
Yep.
Just push my hair back, put the hat on, and
Gucci.
Off to work I go. Don't even have to worry.
Oh.
Long story short, we have good people in our house.
Yes, we do.
I would have fought at the Battle of Hogwarts.
I would have as well, but...
well, that's like, I kind of think it depends on you, like you as a person, you know, like at the end of the day, which is like everybody's choice, but at the same time, I'm like, it's funny that they were so anti... muggles, but then it was like the people that were mean to him were the wizards in the school, you know, because you go to school and it's like the other three houses are looking down on you like, oh, you guys are bad guys, but then they're like, oh, but we also just hate muggles. You're like, no, why wouldn't you just hate everybody?
I'm totally like, missing out too, like I forgot to even mention that's what I remember. We didn't even talk about Regulus.
Bring it up.
So another Slytherin who is from a pureblood fanatic family disowned his brother for becoming a Gryffindor. It's like, this dude was the first guy to figure out Tom Riddle's secret.
He was actually secretly a good guy.
Yeah. Who
just
is like
likes...
unsung hero.
Exactly. Well, and why are we not bringing up my boy? My boy, Snape?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna say this. No one believes me when I say this. Book one, I remember being a little teeny bopper in third grade, my teacher reading it to me. I loved when she read it because she did the voices. You know, mom would never do that. But I remember people asking, who's your favorite character? And I, like, Ron was, but then I'd be like, and Snape. And they'd be like, why him? He's so mean. I'm like, no, he's really a good guy. Like, I just knew he was a good guy in third grade. Like, I don't know how. But then fast forward to me in high school, can you imagine my shock and horror as I'm reading his, like, final will and testament? And I will admit, I chucked that book across the room at the end of that, like, little scene. I was done.
I don't believe you.
Don't believe me.
Chuck the book at the end of Half-Blood Prince when he kills Dumbledore, and you're like...
I came close to that one. Our bad guy! I came close on that one, but I don't know. I think my mom... She doesn't show emotion, but she sobbed at that one.
I feel like the only one that I was super, like, emotional about was... When,
Fred?
No, Sirius.
Oh, God, Sirius. I was reading that one, and I could, like, because we read the books aloud to each other, and when it gets to Sirius, I was just like, I don't even think I could read it. I think I choked my way through it.
I was like, can you back up and restart this?
I'm like, no.
I can't understand.
No, it's, his death
thoughts.
Isn't what gets to me. It's the last stupid bit of the book when he finds the stupid mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the note, and I'm like, if you would have just, like, taken 5 minutes
to look at that.
To not freak out that he was in public and just listen to him and, like, look at his gift and not just throw it in your freaking backpack, like, all of this could have, like, everything was avoidable because he could have just, hey, Sirius, are you there? Yeah. Are you in danger? No. Okay, yeah. This shit just happened. Stay at Hogwarts. Like, I'm not dead.
Which
you
is
can
a
be
lot
happy.
Like another movie we just watched. Same concept.
Different. What movie was that?
Spider-Man.
Oh. I wasn't there for that.
No, it's just got like a part where you're just like...
This could have all been a
movie
had you done
this. This movie would have been 3 minutes.
Well, and to bring it back, I too would have fought in the Battle of Hogwarts. And I don't blame the students for not... First of all, yes, they all were kids. I know, like, the adult age or whatever is different in England, but...
Well, in the Wizarding World, you're an adult at 17.
Yeah, but, like, they were still... They're young. Me, with the whole... What really gets me is the family thing. Like, you notice your parents there. Like, you know? For me, my birth father, I'm pretty sure Slytherin. And my mom and stepdad are Gryffindor. So I'd be fine with, like... I'd take him out. I'd be like, oh...
You're the first person to fuck a cadaver.
I'm like, all right. We're shooting off all the hoods. I'm looking for the bald fat guy. Like, let's go. So, I'd be down. I'd battle for Hogwarts. Let's... What about you, Gryffindor? Would you battle for Hogwarts?
Wouldn't be much of a battle. I mean, just be me winning.
I mean, they won in the end, but...
Yeah, but I mean, everybody'd be like, man, that was all that guy. See that guy?
I'm sure... I should have done this. I'm not prepared. Y'all, it was busy day, but I'm sure if you, like... You could Google search, like, good Slytherins. And we could get, like... We could get a list. Tom Riddle's on here. I think the fuck not.
I mean, he was
I think it's
good
just
at what he did.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think it has a list that defines good versus bad. I think there's just a house list.
Where do you stand on Draco?
I feel bad for him.
Oh! Yo! This says Hagrid's on that list. He's in the Slytherin list I just googled.
No way.
Yeah.
Hagrid is not a Slytherin.
He's right under Sirius.
He is not a Slytherin.
Sirius wasn't a Slytherin. Okay, this is bullshit.
I'm like, I don't...
15 Slytherins that actually did good for the Wizarding World. But yeah, Draco. It's just really hard when you put these kids in adult situations, you know?
The problem is I know... I grew up and there's been Dracos.
Well, it's his parents, you know? He's an elitist. But why is he an elitist? Because that's how he was raised. He was raised to be an elitist. So, like, you hate him all through the book, but then by the end when he's actually coming of age and he's like, I don't think I actually like this.
Well, see, and then he even pisses off his parents because he marries a half-blood.
Okay, this says Lucius Malfoy's a good Slytherin because he defected with his wife and son. Does that make up for all his terrible crimes that he chose family in the end?
No, because he's still a douchebag afterwards.
I think maybe that's like, because we did that podcast on World War II about those Nazis that once they saw the writing on the wall, once Berlin was falling, they just turned to all these like Jews and started helping them escape. And then they ended up getting put to death for helping them. But they were just like, They didn't really want to do it. They were just kind of like, we don't really have an option. And then once they saw, like, hey, we're done, they're like, all right, well, we're going to release everybody. And then they ended up getting killed for
it. Like I said, the problem is that Lucius is a dick afterwards.
He's a dick.
Because, like I said, Draco marries a half-blood. And his mom and dad are so... He doesn't marry her. He marries a different chick. What? That's the thing. Like, they were kind of a fling during the school years, but then he totally finds another Slytherin girl.
Good for him.
Who's a half-blood.
Good for him.
And his parents are all butthurt because they're like, she's not a pure blood. What are you doing? Because, like, so the Malfoys are members of the Sacred 28, which are, like, the 28 wizarding families who have not broken their... chain throughout the existence of...
They've just
been... McPoyles would be Slytherin.
So, like, they weren't extreme to the point of, like, with the blacks where they're marrying their cousins and, you know, creating inbred wizard kids.
Do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay, you watch that, you meet the McPoyles, you'll hate me for saying they're Slytherin, but...
But they're always like, you gotta keep the bloodline pure.
They're pure bloods, yeah. They're fanatics.
So this one's kind of sad. Crab, which, yes, Crab did die in the Room of Requirements, but they put them on this good list because when he casts that fire spell that he loses control over, it destroys one of the Horcruxes.
Okay, but he had no intention to do that.
I know, but it's kind of sad. It's like, he died. He lost his life.
He deserved
it. Let's at least give him this.
I'm in the same house as that dude, and he deserved it.
He killed himself, so it's kind of like...
Plus, Fiendfire? Fiendfire is not something to sit and, like, mess with. You have to be seriously advanced to, like, tame it and control it. Because Fantastic... Well, oh my gosh, you guys, you have to watch Fantastic Beasts 2
already. I'll get on it. Is it on HBO?
Yeah.
Jeez, I just found out it came out, like, 2 hours ago.
So, at the end of that movie, they use Fiendfire, and it takes, like, 6 or 7 elite wizards to... kill it or else it destroys all of Paris. Like,
all right, so here's a cool one. I feel like I heard about this, but I don't really remember. Phineas Black. Not much is known about Phineas Black the Younger except the fact that he managed to disengage himself from his purity obsessed family when he stood up in support of Muggle rights, which led to his father disowning him from the Black family. So there you go.
Phineas Taylor Black.
No, Phineas Nigelius.
Nigelius. But is he good or is just his painting good?
He's not a painting. It just shows the full family tree.
Well, no. So, in the books, the painting that Ron, Harry, and Hermione converse with, like, they have his painting in their little bag.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
That's right.
The former Hogwarts...
How the hell did I... Dude, I need to rewatch these movies.
Well, he's not even in the movies. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. That's what sucks.
It's books. But, like...
I do need to read...
That's the thing. Is he good, or is his immortalized painting good? Because it seems like it was the painting that kind of adapted and helped Harry, Hermione, and Ron...
That makes sense.
...conversed with Snape when Snape was trying to do all the low-key, hide-the-sword-here kind of thing.
So, Tonks. Was Tonks Slytherin?
No, Tonks was a Hufflepuff.
I thought she was Hufflepuff, but it says the black is one of the oldest, most...
Well, her name's Nymphadora.
Nymphadora Tonks. Oh. You're thinking her... No, yeah, her mother.
Her mother.
Her mother. Totally, another good one.
I'm trying to read fast, but if you know off the top of your head, please share.
No, I was about to say, remind me her name.
Andromeda,
yeah, because it's like a constellation. They have a thing with that in those families, but yeah, Andromeda. That's another one who was a Slytherin and ends up, I think, I'm trying to remember if it ever mentions...
She married a Muggle, born wizard.
Yep.
Named Ted Tonks.
Yep.
All right. Regalius, we went over. Oh, Salazar Slytherin, they posted as a good guy. Oh, number one, Merlin.
What about his beard?
Well, see, the reason they have to name off Salazar is because obviously he was a founder.
Yeah.
And... like I said, Merlin's a big flex for us. And people say, oh, that's one wizard. It's like, yeah, but that's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I don't know. You get certain people and they make a bigger impact in different different sports, I guess you could think of.
Yeah, it's like you go to baseball and it's like, okay, name a baseball legend right off the top of your head.
Babe Ruth.
Exactly.
I don't play baseball, so that's all I know.
And it's like, Babe Ruth wasn't a super amazing player. He had fame because he called his shot and, like, you know, had a few things like that, but still, you can flex that it's, flex that it's Babe Ruth. It's just like, okay, we're gonna flex that it's Merlin.
Yeah. No, I'm down with Merlin. I like that. I didn't know he was House Slytherin, but like I said, I do like that he was brought into the wizarding world, and I just like it. I don't have an argument to make. I just like it.
So I'm curious. So in the book, Sir Cadogan, the guy who takes the place of the fat lady in book 3 after Sirius attacks.
Oh, yes.
He was a member of the Knight of the Round Table, and he was a wizard. So was he like...
There you go.
Was he a Slytherin chilling with Merlin?
He might have been. I don't know. Merlin, obviously, if he's like... He's like forging that like muggle wizarding, I don't think he would be like Slytherin bound either. Like, I think he'd reach out and find friends where friends were. You know? So... But that also, like, having that Knights of the Round, that also goes back to like... Slytherin's just having their, like, own little...
That's what I'm saying.
...community.
Sir Cadogan was one of the Knights of the Round Table, and he was the only other wizard...
Only other wizard.
...who was a member of that order. And so I'm like, okay, did he branch out and pull someone else, or did he rely on
just
someone who was in his
goofy
house?
He is, and I don't know. How close are the paintings to real-life people? Because he's a pretty goofy guy. And
it,
I just... Slytherins are a little
accurate.
Bit more, like... Like, we have too much respect to be
Maybe
acting like
he was
like
just very secure, and that's why you kept changing the password.
Very
I love that dude. He wasn't in the movie. He's in the movie. He's like a little glimpse in the movie.
You can see him,
but
there's
he
no
was
reference.
Like Peeves. Like, Peeves just shows up once in a while. But Peeves was a big part of the books, and I'm like, why the hell?
Not even a shred in the movies. Like...
Oh, they recorded, like, his whole crap, but then they cut it, and the guy didn't know... Who played Peeves didn't know until he watched the opening, and he just sees
himself.
He's like,
where's all my scenes?
Ooh, at the dinner. And then
Vader'd
that's
him.
It. They Darth Vader'd him. They Charlie Kelly'd him. And Charlie Kelly's, commercially dead. Charlie Day, sorry. Damn it, it's hard to keep those things straight.
I was thinking of It's Always Sunny on Mac when he's like, dude, I went on this whole rant.
Oh, yeah.
And then the only quote they use is, it was absolutely crazy. And then they cut the rest out.
No, Charlie Day did a Excedrin commercial, but they didn't like his voice. So they dubbed over him. And then he was pissed and he quit commercials. But
now he's going to be Luigi, so.
That's exciting.
Good
well,
for him. He's moving up in the world.
Anything else to say about, anything else to add about Slytherin while we got you here?
I don't like snakes.
I don't either. They're the fucking devil, but you know
no,
what?
No, I love snakes.
Ugh.
Not a fan.
That's the one thing about me and Slytherin is I'm like, I will accept snakes, but I will not be, like, interacting. I am not a partial tongue.
I was fine with snakes until I had a nightmare about one, and then, like, the next day I was like, dude, nope, no more.
When did this happen? Because you can't be afraid of snakes, because who's going to save me from snakes if you're afraid?
Well, I wasn't, like, so a snake was attacking me, and I just kept dodging it, like... It was just, like, lunging at me. It was like Anaconda. It wasn't, like, a normal snake. It was, like, the snake from the movie that was a man-eater. And it kept, like, lunging at me, and I would just, like, move. And then I woke up.
We need to get a chicken egg and find a toad to sit on it.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll solve your guys' problems.
Okay, listen. I have good... Let me... I don't think I've shared this on the podcast. Here's my traumatizing story about snakes. Yes, we're over time. You want to go home, but...
Oh, you're good.
Shut up, you're listening. I'm just kidding. But, so, my family had, like, this little, like, old-fashioned, like, milk. You know, the old-fashioned milk, like...
Crates.
Buckets. Not a crate, a bucket.
Oh,
so, it was, like,
yeah.
Long and skinny and went like this,
mm-hmm.
But then it had handles. That was, like, decoration, because we lived on a farm, so it was cute, whatever. Okay. I had this uncle. It's not really an uncle, but he's my dad's best friend. So, you know, uncle. He was down from Canada one time. Looked in that little fucker, and it was just apparently filled with snakes, just basking in the summer heat, right? Filled to the brim. I didn't look in there. They just said it. So then they took the barrel, put it on the driveway, poured some gas in there,
lit it on fire.
Dropped a match. I'm standing by the road. The bucket's in between me and my family. My family is next to the house. I don't know who the hell did it, if it was Justin or my dad. Someone kicked it, and fucking fire snakes chased me. Because they were just slithering for their little lives and happened to be towards me because they kicked it. Like, they didn't kick it towards me. They just kicked it over, but it happened to be in your my direction. And I have, like, been terrified of snakes ever since. Because fucking fire snakes. The only thing that could be worse is clown snakes. But...
Oh, so you wouldn't like, I don't know, just kidding. A rune spore isn't anything with fire, but...
I probably wouldn't like it anyway.
Like it's a three-headed snake.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
I wouldn't say that I'm, like, afraid of snakes. I'm just not a fan.
They're just...
Like, if I see a snake, I'm just like, oh, it's a snake. But I'm not going to be like...
Have you seen them?
Look
like,
at this beauty!
Like...
Can I hold it?
No, I'm just going to be like, you can...
They just don't have arms. They shouldn't move like that. Like, lizards, they're cute. They're snakes with arms. And they little... The snakes... Ugh, if you see them, like, climb up trees, they shouldn't climb like that. It's not natural.
That's how, like,
they're the goddamn devil. Like,
I'm proud of my house.
That's the one thing.
Representation.
Like I said, I'm okay with the symbol. I can look at that, but, like, when I think of, like, a snake actually move, it makes me want to vomit. So, emblems, great, but real life snakes, no.
It depends. Like, that one snake we found that was... like 10 feet long.
And like, I wanted you to kill it, and you just threw a rock at it and let it live?
No, I was going to kill it, and then Angie stopped me.
There are like 1,000 more snakes because you didn't kill that one.
And it was huge. It was like the whole length of this path we were walking on, and it got a big boulder, and I was going to smash it and like take the skin home.
No, and you were not.
That was my plan.
You were not taking anything like that home.
And then my cousin's like, don't do it! And then by the time I, like, turned around, it was into the bushes. But it was gigantic.
Holy crap,
I'm going to blast this thing.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. Come back anytime. We have so much more to talk about. Encanto, I heard you want to talk about. What else?
That'll be old news by the time.
I'm so obsessed with that movie.
That's good.
It is so good. Everything makes me cry. I'm very emotional. But
I'm going to plug something real quick.
Plug away. Yes. No. Sorry. How rude of me.
No, you're good. So if you want to hear us talk about me and my other co-host about Disney stuff, you can find us on Multiplane Podcast. Right now we're kind of reworking some of the audio, but you can find our stuff on YouTube and Facebook. We have lives. We're going to try to get back to once a week. And then on TikTok, I've got a new Harry Potter only page that I've started. I'm going to be doing short snippets of like spells, creatures, different stuff, and it's at once ready. Yeah, you followed me back. I've got a whole 7 followers. Well, no, 2 followers and like 7 likes.
I haven't seen this. I'm looking you up.
He added me as a friend, and so I added it. I'm like, this has got to be Tyler. Because usually I'll, like, investigate, like, I don't know, do I know this person, or is it, like, an adult account?
All right, well, shut your face hole so I can hear what this other account was called.
Wands Ready.
Wands Ready. Did you already say that, and I...
You're good.
I was panicking over...
Loud and clear.
He said it, but I was also talking at the same time.
All right, so, Multiplane, available... Not on Spotify, I'll have you know.
We'll be on Spotify soon.
Good. But YouTube, and then is there another
Facebook,
like...
YouTube, Facebook. Facebook. And then soon we'll be on Pandora and Spotify.
Awesome. And then...
Apple.
Go ahead and plug your other one, because you do really good... Just plug your regular TikTok. You do really good everything.
My fun one, Thai Guy 1991.
Yeah. And then Wands at the Ready.
No, Wands Ready.
Sorry, I'm typing it down. I got distracted. And then he does have a food truck. It's in the off season, but if you haven't been listening to this in the summer, go freaking support him. why don't you plug that on Instagram so they can know where you're going to be?
Yeah, you can find us at Kia Ora Kiwi. KIA space ORA space Kiwi.
When I'm at the spa and you're down the street at the park, I tell everyone, I'm like, go get some freaking fish and chips and think of me while you eat it.
Appreciate it.
That was the one thing I hated about working at Costco. Was like I had to work every Friday. It's like every time there's a food truck, because I remember I went once.
Oh, you were.
And I got you your stuff straight out.
And you got it to me, and I was still super late. But I was just like, I don't care. Like,
it's worth it.
Not a big deal, because I like went down, got my food, went back, and it was still like late, and I was just like, whatever. No big deal. Like, I wasn't late all the time there, so I was just like, no, not going to kill me. But now I can go all the time, because I work Fridays, but...
I work nights, so Brady can just... Yeah, or you told me last time that something DoorDash... I'm going to get the details on how that works, and I will DoorDash your shit. Like, seriously, I love it. Your food's amazing. So, all right, well, thanks again. We love you. I've been Panda.
I've been Brady. I was burping.
And you've been?
The heir of Slytherin.
Hell yeah. And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Bye. We love you.
Special thank you to Brady for editing this episode.